Good evening and welcome to Rowan University Radio WGLS. I'm your host, Douglas Mapp, and we're here for another 2 hours of the growth and development of jazz. This week we'll be discussing some of the early forms of jazz as some of the well-known figures from that period. We'll be listening to some Dixieland early combo and some very early swing music. Last week we listened to music that had been recorded between 1917 and 1925. That music for the most part fit into the categories of Dixieland, maybe even some ragtime music and some stride piano. Much of this music was played by people like Jelly Roll Morton, King Oliver, Bessie Smith, Louis Armstrong, Sidney Bechet, and James P. Johnson. This week we'll be focusing on the early combo style. We will focus on a number of performer and performance practices that began to change as early combo or the late Dixie style began to change into swing music. When I use the term swing this week, I am referring to the rhythmic style as well as the big band era. We have to make sure that we keep in mind that there was just as much swing music that was recorded by small groups as the big band style, generally associated with the term swing music. A few things that we want to take note of as we make the change to early combo style is that the solo portions of the performances began to get more organized. The accompanying instruments begin to play regular patterns behind the solos, and many of the other melodic instruments will start to drop out during the solo sections. Also, the underlying rhythmic patterns begin to loosen up to some degree. Last but not least, the solos start to become more complex. As we start to move into swing, we'll also notice a major shift in the instruments that are playing in the rhythm section. Let's pick up where we left off last week in 1926/27 with a pair of recordings by Louis Armstrong and the Hot Sevens. The first is from 1926 titled The King of the Zulus, and the second from 27 called Strutting with Some Barbecue. I like to use this second recording as a demonstration of how a single performance can incorporate the Dixieland style along with the early combo style. The melody portion of this second tune will be performed in a Dixie style. You'll notice that the clarinet, the trumpet, and the trombone are playing kind of each playing their own kind of thing. It's kind of hard to tell who the most important instrument is. When we get to the solo sections, most of the melody instruments drop out and the soloist is accompanied just by one of the rhythm instruments. In this case, it'll either be the piano or the banjo. So here we have King of the Zulus and Strutting with Some Barbecue.
Thank you.
excellent music. In addition to listening to how the musicians are interacting with each other, we also want to take note of some of the instrumentation, because this is going to start to change as this music starts moving into the swing era. On these recordings, we're hearing kind of the classic Dixie format: cornet, clarinet, trombone, banjo and piano, and a little percussion. There's also tuba on one of these tunes on this recording. The last recording I'm going to play from this Louis Armstrong recording, and there are actually three volumes of these recordings that are excellent, is a tune called I'm Not Rough, and this features a rare recording of an early jazz guitar solo. Actually, I think I might call it more of a blues guitar solo performed by a guitarist by the name of Lonnie Johnson. When you listen to this, you're reminded of some of the blues players like maybe B.B. King or Eric Clapton or Robert Johnson. So this is I'm Not Fought by Louis Armstrong and the Hot Sevens featuring Lonnie Johnson on the guitar.
That gets me got to treat me right, 'cause I'm crazy about my loving and I must have it all the time. It takes a brown skinned woman to satisfy my mind, to satisfy my mind.
Before I end this first section, I want to just play one fun recording from Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers. We have to remember that a lot of this music was entertainment music, and some of it was kind of a little bit low-class entertainment. So I'm going to play a recording called The Sidewalk Blues. As soon as you hear the introduction, you'll know what I'm talking about. After this tune, we're going to take a brief break, and we'll be back. This is Douglas Mappin, Growth and Development of Jazz.
Streetcar off the track. You're so dumb, you should be the president of the Deaf and Dumb Society.
I'm sorry, boss, but I got the sidewalk blues.
Hey,
Thank you.